ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي أكرمنا بسيد أنبيائه وأشرف أوصيائه محمد والنجباء من عترته وأوصيائه حجج الله في أرضه وسمائه صلوات الله عليهم جميعا ما استنارت بحبهم قلوب أحبائه وأشرقت بأنوارهم وولائهم صدور أوليائه. السلام على رسول الله أمين الله على وحيه وعزائم أمره الخاتم لما سبق والفاتح لما استقبل والمهيمن على ذلك كله ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام على صاحب السكينة. السلام على المدفون في المدينة. السلام على المنصور المؤيد. السلام على أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. والسلام على سيدي ومولاي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى أبنائه المعصومين. والسلام على سيدي ومولاي الحجة ابن الحسن المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. الحمد لله الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين بولاية أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله وسلامه عليه والأئمة من بعده. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم فلا تخشوهم واخشون، فلا تخشوهم واخشون. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. It was the largest gathering of Muslims at any time, at any point. Probably that was the full house, sold out event. Probably that was the largest ever gathering and convention of Muslims during the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 110,000 people gathered in one point by the invitation of the Prophet. All those who performed Hajj with him, they were asked to follow him into the direction of Medina. Even those who do not live in that direction, they had to follow. And Jibreel arrives with this important, decisive message. يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك. O Prophet, you have not finished the message yet. You have to deliver this last important declaration. وإن لم تفعل. And if you are hesitant, if you are worried about delivering this declaration, فما بلغت رسالته. This is a plain Arabic. Anyone who understands Arabic understands the meaning. Very simple. It's not complicated. The sentence is not very sophisticated or complex. Very simple. وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ. If you decline to deliver this declaration, then you have done nothing to God. You have not delivered the message of God. The message remains incomplete. The Prophet was worried. What should I do? Those, most of the people here are tribal. They still have that tribal mentality. Yes, they are Muslims. And many of them are good Muslims, no doubt about it. But you cannot separate yourself completely from the norms of your society. If you have been following certain traditions, certain customs for 40 years, it's not easy for you to give up on these customs. The Prophet was worried because they will say, Ibn Abbas says, the cousin of the Prophet, he says, the Prophet said, they will say, this is nepotism. He's bringing his first cousin to make him his successor. That is the Arab mentality at that time. It would be hard for those people to believe that this is the appointment of God, the discretion of God, the choice of God. فَخَافَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ He was worried. أَنْ يَقُولُ عَنْهِ لَقَدْ حَابَ إِبْنَ عَمِّهِ This is the exact sentence which is written in the history. History that is written by Shias and Sunnis, both. The Prophet was worried that they will say, this is nepotism. He favored his son-in-law, his first cousin. Allah said to him, I know what is in your heart. I know about the worries that you have. You deliver and I protect you. Don't worry about what the reaction of the people. Don't worry about what they say. You deliver and I will protect you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ يَعْصِم means to protect, defend. عِصْمَ means defense. God is going to defend you. Don't worry. Go ahead. Be brave. Have confidence. God is holding your back. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ And if people, those people, they choose not to believe you, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ God is not going to guide those who disbelieve in you and disbelieve in Him. He's not going to guide them. Because the true message of Islam is to accept the Prophet and accept everything that he says. مَنْ أَطَاعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ When you obey the Prophet, you are obeying God. So you have to accept. مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ When the Prophet gives you something, orders something, asks you to do something, you must listen. You must listen. And if they choose not to accept, then this is their problem. You should not worry. So when the Prophet delivered this message, Quran came again to say, الْيَوْمَ يَئِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن دِينِكُمْ Today, those disbelievers, those who have conspiracy against your faith, those who knew that Muhammad, when Muhammad is going to die, Islam is going to die with him, those who are waiting for the moment of the death of the Prophet to see the end of Islam, today they are disappointed. يَئِسَ They are despondent. They are defeated. الْيَوْمَ يَئِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن دِينِكُمْ Why? Because the Arabs at that time, they could not defeat the Prophet. They tried through military excursions, through several battles. They tried to destroy the Prophet and his mission. They failed. So they said, let's wait. Muhammad is going to die anyways. Once he dies, Islam is going to come to an end. Islam will terminate. So they had hope that Islam is going to crash when the Prophet dies. الْيَوْمَ يَئِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن دِينِكُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ Do not fear them. وَخْشَوْن Fear me. God says, fear me only. Don't worry about those enemies. They are despondent. They are despaired. They are defeated. They are frustrated. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ Today, I have put final touches on religion. أكملت, perfection. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي My greatest gift to you is this gift. The gift of imama, the gift of wilaya, that you are not going to fall in disarray. You have a leader after the Prophet. You know the direction of the Prophet. You are not going to lose your direction. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي And that is truly the biggest gift God has given the humanity. Leadership, imamah, wilaya, of the most righteous, of the most pious, of the closest people to God, of those who did not think about the seat, the chair, the authority, power. Their intention was to guide. Their intention was to serve. Their intention was to put people before themselves. God chose them for this task. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Of course, some people were angry at this. And if you read the history of Islam, you find that some of them came to the Prophet and they were yelling at him, Ya Muhammad! They couldn't even say, Ya Rasulallah! They did not address him as the messenger of God. They said, Ya Muhammad! Why did he do this? It wasn't enough for you to ask us to pray. And we did pray. Fast, and we did fast. Go to pilgrimage, and we went to pilgrimage. This was not enough for you until you hold the arm of your cousin. حَتَّى أَخَذْتَ بِيَدِ ابْنِ عَمِّكَ فَأَمَّرْتَهُ عَلَيْنَا. You hold the arm of your cousin Ali, and then you say he's your emir, he's your leader, he's your guardian. And you know what happened to that man. And the story is recorded in the Quran. سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِعٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِعٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ ذِي الْمَعَارِجِ Suratul Ma'arij. That man was destroyed right before the eyes of the Prophet and his companions. What does Ghadir mean to us, my friends? Ghadir is a daily allegiance to God and the Apostle of God and the Imams, especially our Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم. Those who swear allegiance to you, O Muhammad, they are swearing allegiance to God. The hand of God, the arm of God is above their arms. يد الله فوق أيديهم. فمن نكث, if they choose to break that covenant and breach that allegiance, فمن نَكَثَ فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. He's going against himself. God is not going to lose. He is going to lose. The perpetrator is going to lose. He's not going to hurt God. He's not going to harm God. He's going to lose. And look at what is happening to the Muslim Ummah today. Look at what is happening to the Muslim communities today. Are they winners? Can you say they are winners now? Are they moving forward? This is a sign. They are not moving forward. They can hear these voices every minute. But real ones, bullets and missiles, and a bloodshed. فَمَنْ نَكَثَ فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى. But the one who remains solid, fulfills the mission, fulfills the covenant, like you, people who are proud of their tashayyu', of their wilaya, of their fellowship, of their affiliation to the Prophet and his family, to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salat wa salam, those who fulfilled the mission. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا عَاهَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهِ فَسَيُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. God is going to give him an abundance of reward. And this allegiance is daily allegiance. Every single morning when you open your eyes, turn to the sky and say, Alhamdulillah الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا. I give thanks to our Lord who guided me to this path. I could have been one of those. I could have been one of those who lost their direction in this life. They were misled. But God chose me to be on that path, the righteous path. The righteous path of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Imam al-Sadiq turns to his companions one day and he says to them this sentence. He says to them, مَا أَحَدٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْكُمْ. Nobody is closer to me than you guys, you the Shia. You know why? إِنَّ النَّاسَ سَلَكُوا سُبُلًا شَتَّى. People went into other directions, into the wrong directions. مِنْهُمْ أَخَذَ بِهَوَاهُ. Some of those people, they followed their own whims and desires. They followed their desires. They did not put the truth first. They put their own desires, their own ego, their own tribal conviction, not divine conviction, tribal. He follows his family. He follows his tribe. He follows his forefathers. He doesn't follow his reason. He doesn't use his reason. He uses others. He blindly follow. منهم من أخذ بهواه ومنهم من أخذ برأيه. Some of them, they followed their own conviction, their own direction. But you guys, Imam al-Sadiq is saying to his Shia, وَإِنَّكُمْ أَخَذْتُمْ بِأَمْرٍ لَهُ أَصْلٍ. You are following a path which is deeply embedded in this book, in the Holy Quran. Deeply embedded. You follow the path which is a right path that gets you to the right direction. Imam al-Baqir was asked one time about this verse, وَهُدُوا إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَهُدُوا إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْحَمِيدِ. What is صِرَاطُ الْحَمِيدِ? What is this path that some people have been guided to it? The righteous path. He said, هُوَ وَاللَّهَ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. It is Shi'ism. It is the path of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. This allegiance is daily. Don't say that I was Shia 30 years ago when I was born, 50 years ago, it's enough for me. Every day you have to renew your allegiance to Allah, to the Prophet. إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. And to Imam Ali عليه السلام. Every day. Because sometimes Satan would not give up on you. He tries to chase you. Maybe for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, you follow this tradition, the tradition of Ahlul Bayt. Maybe 1 year before death, 5 years, 10 years, you switch away, you turn away, you shift away from that tradition. Shaytan is not going to give up on you. Shaytan wants to change you. Shaytan wants you to veer from that course. So every day you have to make that allegiance to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The allegiance of wilayah. Dua al-Ahd, one of your beautiful du'as after Fajr prayers. Dua al-Ahd, the du'a, the supplication of allegiance to Allah, to the Prophet, to the Imams, and Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam. Try to read that du'a. So you remind yourself, sometimes we go to gatherings, interfaith gatherings, sometimes places, you know, and they have what they call it, the call of allegiance. They put their hands on their hearts. What they call it? Huh? Pledge. Pledge of allegiance. Why they do pledge of allegiance? Everybody loves America. Nobody hates America. Maybe some people hate the president. But not, they don't hate America. Every sound human being loves this country. But they remind themselves. See, it's a reminder. Tadhakkur, you have to remind yourself, this is my country, this is my flag, this is my land, I have to defend it. I have to work for it. I have to protect it. Pledge of allegiance. We have to do this, a pledge of allegiance to Allah, to the Prophet, to Amir al-Mu'mineen, to our Imams, that we stay loyal. We stay loyal with you. We don't leave you. The second point, before I conclude and leave the podium for Hajj Robert, inshallah. My friends, it's very important that we translate this aqeedah, this dogma, this ideology, this faith into actions. Faith, if it only remains and confined it to my mind, and I don't translate it into my daily life, it's not going to be useful. It's going to render it useless. We have to translate this faith into actions, into behavior. Wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen, it's not an abstract idea in my mind. It is something that I practice every single day with my family, with my friends, with my community members, with those who are close to me, with those who are far from me, with those who are Muslims, with those who are non-Muslims. I have to put it into practice. Wilaya has multiple meanings. Wilaya, one thing, one of its meanings is to be loyal. Be loyal to your family. Be loyal to your community. Be loyal to your country. Be loyal to your friends. The other meaning of wilaya is responsibility. Be responsible wherever you live. Whatever, in whatever capacity you are, be responsible. If you are a teacher, be responsible. If you are a student, be responsible. If you are a mother, be responsible. If you are a daughter, be responsible. If you are a father, be responsible for your family. If you are a soldier, be responsible. If you are a speaker, be responsible. If you are a civil servant, be responsible. This is the second meaning of wilaya. We have to translate this into our daily life. Otherwise, it would lose its value. It would lose its meaning. It's not enough for us to say, we are mawali, we are friends, we are followers of Ahlul Bayt, but when they come to my house, Ahlul Bayt are absent from my house, absent from my life, absent from my relationships. Ahlul Bayt have to be present. Ahlul Bayt are a fine example that God created. Ahlul Bayt, they have been refined and purified for us so we can follow them. The ayah that you heard earlier today, Surah Al-Ahzab, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. God wants to refine them, so we follow them. They become fine example, immaculate example. So we have to translate Ghadir into our life, into every department, every aspect of our life. The other meaning of Ghadir is to obey, is to listen, allow yourself to listen, is not to become arrogant, not to be overtaken by your emotions, not to be taken by your desires. Put the truth before. If you know this is the truth, follow it. Do not argue with the truth. Do not defy the truth. This is the meaning of wilaya. Wilaya is full of meanings, many meanings. And we have to translate these meanings into our life. May Allah bless you all. Now, I will present Hajj Rab. Yes, but before you come, let me say this. Rob is